There is no other explanation. Wendy Young.
And here's another. As an interventionist, one of the largest obstacles that I help clients eliminate or navigate through is drama. In The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, the concept of control dramas is defined as, we must face up to our particular way of controlling others. Remember, the fourth insight reveals that humans have always felt short of energy and have sought to control each other to acquire the energy that flows between people. Incorporating this concept into a more interventionistic model has allowed my own technique some intuition in cases where clients were distracted from their purpose or their outcomes. Joe Vitale first introduced Ho'oponopono to me, though he may not actually know this. So, on one hand, I have the concept of drama or control dramas, and as an interventionist, I require a balancing out tool in order to not just understand a client, but to assist the client back to full use of their resources. Getting back to zero was the balancer I had not yet perfectly framed before Dr. Vitale led me into the world of Dr. Hu Len. In the Western world, especially the U.S., our mainstream culture and its pervasive messages are all geared to get us to move from ourselves toward the flashy instant gratification of the consumer-crazy world we live in. From 0 to 60 couldn't be any more perfect as a catchphrase to define the emotional movement of a world addicted to consumption. What Ho'oponopono has helped me understand is that healing and true fulfillment come from moving from 60 to zero. So many metaphysical constructs include the idea of detachment, but it never seemed like a complete or perfect concept to me. In some instances, trying to achieve perfect detachment just seemed silly. Now, however, with getting back to zero, I really grasp the dynamic of detachment and how to get there. It's been 10 months since I had the good fortune to meet Dr. Hu Len at Joe's interview with him, high atop the Hyatt overlooking the Colorado River. Much has transformed in me and my family's life. All my parents and in-laws are suddenly making huge shifts in their patterns and discovering they have manifested their dreams on a grand scale. My in-laws have purchased a $500,000 home to retire in that's one of the most peaceful places I've ever been, just down the road from Joe's house. My mother has worked through physical and emotional obstacles only to find herself marrying again and very excited about her senior romance. I've suddenly had a stream of income shift myself in a field that didn't allow me to cultivate and demonstrate my greatest strengths. My father, who is 72 years young, has finally broken an income chain that had him commuting from Houston to Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, the fifth most northern town in the world, every 6 weeks. One of my oldest friends has completely uprooted a very set-in-his-ways life and come to Austin, where he's currently developing his own company and living a totally different paradigm. My brother-in-law is finally moving into his own home. My sister-in-law and her husband are moving from the suburbs onto a dream property themselves. My godniece, who just started high school this year, has already been in a primetime TV series and was nominated as homecoming queen. Her mother has just been offered the most lucrative business opportunity of her life. All this has started and been brought to fruition since February 2006, when I first heard about Ho'oponopono. Suddenly, my day-to-day living is filled with experiences that are colorful and fun again, after having spent the past 17 years being serious and dreary. Life is a habit, so I've been acquiring the habit of a good life. I'm not in any way an expert on Ho'oponopono. It's still very new to me, and I will not predict where it leads my life experience. I am grateful for Dr. Vitale revealing the world of Ho'oponopono through the presentation that Dr. Hu Len made those short months ago. Whether it be my personal life with my beautiful wife, or in my business life, reaching the Z state, 100% responsibility, apology, and forgiveness are powerful choices which have made a powerful impact in my life. Thank you, Joe, and thank you, Dr. Hu Lin. And that's signed Bruce Burns on Ho'oponopono. Here's another letter. Dear Joe, I wanted to give you a great big thank you for bringing Dr. Hu Lin to Austin. The program was wonderful, leaving me filled with new understanding about life and how universal laws govern our health and happiness. Please allow me to expand. First off, I want to say that I am certainly not an expert on the practice of Ho'oponopono, so please forgive me if I'm reading too much into what was shared. But here's what I walked away with after just one evening's experience. Dr. Hu Lin talked a lot about something very dear to my heart, the art of going to zero. In fact, this seems to be a centerpiece of Ho'oponopono. Being a martial artist and Qigong teacher for many years now, I have come to regard this ability of cleaning and emptying the mind, or going to zero, as one of the greatest gifts known to mankind. Dr. Hu Lin reminded us of the importance of living in a state of openness, cleansing our internal reactions, and going to zero. I was in complete agreement with his outlook on life and thrilled to meet another human being on this planet who shares the truths I have come to love. In the art and practice of Qigong, or internal martial art energy exercise, there's a very specific way to breathe and circulate our body's internal energy. The ancient martial arts masters have discovered that there are universal laws working within our bodies, and when we learn how to move our internal energy in a circular fashion, we can create high levels of vibrant health and profoundly raise our consciousness. This process is often referred to as the microcosmic orbit. Fundamentally put, we breathe in and direct the life force energy inside the breath down the front of our body into the lower belly region.